From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed, we'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy. I'm joined today by Gisele Chaminade, the president and CEO of GCI Worldwide Corporation. Gisele, welcome.
Thank you so much, Abby, for having me here with you. It's a pleasure.
Given the nature of your business and the various services and offerings, including executive coaching, corporate development, and group and individual coaching, how has your process had to transform in order for your business to remain resilient and assist your clients through these turbulent times?
You know, because of the type of business that we are in, our day-to-day activity is basically helping our clients to overcome challenges. On a day-to-day basis, we are with CEOs, with presidents, with entrepreneurs, helping them to navigate through their challenges and their storms. So in that manner, nothing has changed for us. We were very well prepared to help them, to assist them. And the delivery also for executive coaching programs, we have done many times over video programs. So we didn't have a challenge there. The transition was for us when it came to our live events, because our live events, our corporate development programs, our leadership programs, conferences, and everything, they were delivered live. So we had to switch. You know, first of all, have the mindset that is right, the mindset which I always believed that behind every challenge, there's an opportunity. So we always focus on looking for what is the opportunity. So that's basically what we have been doing, keeping that mindset and making sure our clients have that mindset and made the transitions for the programs that are event-based into the virtual part of the delivery. So it was a innovation we had to do for that part of the business, but it was very worth it. And we're very excited with the results that we got.
Excellent. And I wanted to ask you about those events. You host the Extraordinary Women Leading Challenges Conference, and 2020 was the 8th year, but first time virtually. What were the lessons that you learned through this virtual transformation? And how is that helping to inform the planning of this year's conference?
Well, you know, it has been an amazing journey to be able to navigate through this movement, because it started as a leadership conference, but it became a movement because our desire to really make an impact on how we have equality for gender, you know, it became like a mission and everybody got involved. So we have been for like 8 years having our live events and everybody getting involved and participating. You know, we have made a lot of different positive changes in the lives of many of our audience and leaders. And then we were shocked with the idea of having to transform that beautiful event live with so much connection into an event that is virtual. The good news is that we were able to transition that in a very positive way. We delivered that with breakout sessions. We had our networking events is still happening. So basically, we were able to accommodate all the needs of our clients. And the result that we got was amazing. We got phenomenal feedback. People got very excited. And they got more this year, because we did create some post-conference sessions. So they got more value. We found ways to bring people from other markets that they would not attend. And so now it helped us to grow. So this year we're very empowered to help more leaders coming from other parts of the country to participate in this movement.
2020 was a year that sparked a lot of conversation and initiatives focused on pushing further diversity and inclusion on both the social and economic levels. What do you believe still needs to be done in regards to the corporate mindset to further diversity and inclusion in the workplace?
That's a great question, Abby. And you know, this has been one of my focuses because diversity, let's start with gender. Gender inclusion, we need to get more men involved in this process of opening doors for women because they hold decision-making power right now. They occupy most of the most important jobs in leadership today. And so if they don't open the doors and they don't invite women to participate in those positions, we're not going to go anywhere because there's nowhere to go. Also, we need to help women to learn to develop leadership skills, to be prepared, to be able to ask for what they want, right? And so that can help on that particular area. But I know also we have other things related to diversity, like diversity of thought, of culture, you know, all kinds of different things, which I personally think we need to do is to help. First of all, there's a bias that we have to overcome. But besides that, I think we have to educate more people about the facts. The facts are that boards are more successful when they have diversity inclusion. I have actually publicized a very beautiful research that shows that boards that have diversity in all ways, including women and diversity of thoughts, gender, race, all kinds of things, they are more profitable. So being able to be more profitable is one of the things that I think entice business people to be more interested and also help people to relate better because our differences is what should be, it's an advantage. It's not a reason for us to feel against each other, you know, but feel complete. So I feel like if we can educate about the facts and overcome the biases, we're going to be very much successful with that very difficult job.
And throughout the past year and all the challenges that you have faced, how have you personally transformed?
Okay, that was a big one for me because although I love technology, I think technology is a phenomenal tool to help us to become better and better. I basically had a little bit of a challenge in seeing how I could ever bring those live events that are so much synchronicity, synergies, and connections, you know, into a virtual program. And I thought, I was afraid we wouldn't be able to kind of deliver the same value. And at the end of the day, it was a big transformation for me to see that through the virtual programs, we're able to literally deliver powerful transformation, powerful impact. And I completely changed my mind about how the delivery through technology can happen. So I keep asking myself now, where else am I holding myself back? Where else am I not believing on the possibilities? So it was a big open breakthrough for me. So I was excited about that.
You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.